Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I got 7 minutes and 34 seconds left. If you were that patient, or if you could advance it, maybe I'll put that in an editing space where I can tell you where to jump in at. It was a 15-minute show, and I took half that time figuring out that I had to call in instead of being able to just click a button. That being said, emotional profiling, live your life as if they were your plans. And so this was inspired by a video of a video. A woman was clearly not happy about her status of 39 years young, I'm correcting, young and single and no children. And my first question to her would be, does she have a savings for traveling? I believe her unique situation has given her the opportunity to find her mate instead of to just hope to be found. And so my name is Valerie. I am the validator, and I'm here to encourage those who find themselves uniquely blessed in a situation. We've been given a system of racial profiling, and sometimes that is used against us just based on the way we look, the way we carry ourselves. And so I want to dive into a more positive aspect called emotional profiling. As I mentioned, the young lady of 39 years, and her profile gives her an opportunity to travel, to reach out to others. I do not believe that having 7.9 billion people on the planet and the technology that we have right at our fingertips should be wasted on highlighting only the negative aspects of our situation. And so I give her and others of her class and status good news that we don't have to wait to be found. We can believe that there are enough people that want different things that will match our desires. I think the concern and the fear has been, one, how to find those people. And again, that's going to be very obvious in a moment. But two, once we find that person, the fear of losing that person. And so a lot of times we would prefer to have never acquired than to acquire and lose. And so I'm here to minimize those negative outcomes by becoming very clear, very honest, very transparent about what we want. And have we seen that model put in front of us? If we haven't seen it as a whole family, then it is time for us to write that down as our vision, as our mission, and the characteristics of that man, and post it, make it public. It's beyond a dating site. It would be, again, a deliberate output, a deliberate profile of unique words and circumstances that we find ourselves in to share with others. And knowing and believing, like I said, that we can not only have what we want and say and write down, but we can keep that which we say and write down and share with others. So as I wind this down, again, my sincere apologies for the 50% delay. But let us stop trying to compliment others by calling them our better half. There is no better half. It is good, it is whole, it is right. And I pray for those women who have not found what they were looking for as of yet, but sometimes it does come to your doorstep. Sometimes it's even closer than your doorstep. It's in your hands, your phone, your computer, your laptop. These are our extremities to seek out others that want the same thing that we want. And I want to see more women happy and staying happy and knowing that they have the control in their life to do so. First starting with self and not looking at their life as a negativity, but as if the very life that they're living right now under the sound of my voice is the life that they chose. It is a situation that they chose, and they chose to need someone else to reach out to just give them that nudge and to let them know that these were the plans and to live their status as if it were planned by them to go out and find the best that life has to offer. Don't leave or exchange. They are the best life has to offer. So find mutual members of their tribe that believe the same way. And so that's what we mean by our own rib, our own rib cage. So if you enjoy this and you would like more, please consider and act on that notion of donating to Go Ask Val. That's GOASKVAL, Go Ask Val. That is my Cash App. I thank you in advance. And I'll see you again in the next episode, or you will hear me again, to be more specific. You'll hear me again in the next episode. This one we're talking about emotional profiling and being the investigator of our lives so that we can go out and find the answers to our circumstances and situations. Love, peace, joy, and prosperity to all, to the black man, to the white, to the black woman, to the white woman, to the mother, to those who are single, to those who are married. Find your peace, your wholeness, and the best frequency there is, which is love. Take care. Bye-bye.